It's our Revive Us Again Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7 read, "Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation." It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, and we're calling on God to revive us again. Call 877-616-2396 and pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396, or give online at afr.net. It's Fall Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Revive us again.
Revive us again. Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman. We'll be here for the next hour and 54 minutes or something like that. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Wesley Wildman.
Good morning.
Christopher Woodward.
Good morning.
And Ray Pritchard. Good morning, Brother Ray.
Good morning, Tim. How you doing today?
We're doing great. Ray's in Kansas City, the four of us here in Tupelo. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. It's the fall Share-a-thon, obviously. We're not in the spring. We're in the fall. October's fall. And we got a lot going on this hour. And in fact, Ed, we have a $10,000 challenge, don't we, Ed?
$25,000.
That's $25,000 challenge.
You didn't let me finish.
Oh, plus $15,000.
I was going to say, we have a $10,000 plus a $15,000 challenge, don't we, Ed?
Absolutely. And adding those two up, we get a $25,000 challenge. What do we mean by that, folks? A group of supporters has generously donated leading up to Share-a-thon, and they are now challenging you to come alongside them to support the work of American Family Association and American Family Radio. And here's how you can do that.
How can we do it, Ed?
You can call this number, 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. That's the number to call. Or you can give safely and securely online at afr.net.
We just don't want to confuse anybody. That was not the Holy Spirit, okay? That was Dad in the background saying give.
Yes. what do you call that when you just subliminal?
Yeah, that's right.
Subliminal suggestion?
Well, I guess it's not anymore because you called me out on it. But I was trying to subliminally manipulate people. But if you're going to, like, spotlight what I'm doing here,
that's,
it's not going to work.
I'm new to this.
That's fair.
Hey, listen, in all seriousness, we have a $25,000 challenge.
Yes.
And if people want to give right now, they can help us meet this challenge. Is that fair?
Yeah, because this is just going on until
the top of the hour.
Yeah.
So call, please, now and make a gift and be as generous as you can. And here's the phone number again. As Ed just gave it, I'll give it one more time. 877. This call Share-a-thon. And the folks answering the phone are right down the hall from us here. So when you call this number, you're literally 50 feet away from, no, maybe 50 yards, like a sand wedge away from.
Not a sandwich.
Not a sandwich. Although we have sandwiches down there,
too.
But call us and let us know that you're going to stand with us during this Share-a-thon. You know, this costs a lot of money, folks. This ministry, this radio ministry costs a lot of money. And we count on you, our listeners, to underwrite and support our work. And you always have, and I know you always will. Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. Ray, give us a good word from the Bible this morning.
Well, let's go right to our theme verse, Psalm 85, which is, it says, the superscription says, "For the choir master, a psalm of the sons of Korah." And, you know, sons of Korah sounds like a country and western group to me. these were the guys, the Old Testament. This is the basses and the tenors of the Old Testament choir. And the setting of Psalm 85 is, "Lord, we were in captivity, and you brought us back. Lord, we were in Babylon, and it was hopeless, but you brought us back. Lord, we had given up, but You found us and you brought us back to our land, to our home, to the city of Jerusalem. You, Lord, you even forgave all of our sins. And it says in verse 3, not only did that, you were angry at us, but for your great mercy, you turned aside from your anger. And because of your grace, you brought us back and you forgave us and you smiled with favor upon us. So then what does he say? Lord, restore us. Are you going to be angry with us forever? Are you going to be angry for all generations? And that sets up verse 6. Will you not revive us again? Which means, friends, Lord, you did it before. Do it again. Lord, we've heard of great revivals. Lord, we've heard of the first great awakening. We've heard of the second great awakening. We heard of D.L. Moody. We heard of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Lord, we remember the great Billy Graham preaching around the world. Lord, do for us in our day, in this generation, do for us what you did in earlier generations. And I say, guys, we may read about Jonathan Edwards and the Great Awakenings and say, well, that's just ancient history. No, the God of Jonathan Edwards, the God of Luther and Calvin, the God of Spurgeon and Billy Graham, he's our God too. What he did before, he can do again. So let us say, wherever you are today, this is not just about the Sheraton. It's about you and me personally. If you need a touch from God, you can come to him because his mercies are new every morning. So in confidence and great trust in God and his faithfulness, we say, Lord, you did it before. Do it again. Revive us again that we may rejoice in you.
Amen. We're celebrating the first day of our fall Sheraton. And if you give a gift of $150 or more, you will receive a travel bag with the Bible verse, Revive Us Again, and our logo on there. So you'll have a travel bag for $150 or more that we have created to give to you as a token of our appreciation. Also, if you become a Great Commission partner, which a Great Commission partner is a supporter of ours that gives $30 monthly or more. $30 or more monthly. You will receive Because These Things Matter, which is a compilation of the cultural commentaries from my dad. The title of the book is called Because These Things Matter by Tim Wildman.
This is a book I wrote.
That's right.
Well, I've written it over time.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good. Huh? Seriously, it's very good.
Thank you.
You would write columns for the monthly magazine?
Yeah.
And,
I've touched many lives with this. And I'm going to touch many.
Well, many more. That's right.
I'm going to touch many
but
more.
But it's not funny, though. I mean, you're serious.
Well, yeah I'm serious.
No, he was both. Serious and he was.
Anyway.
The travel bag in the book is for
this
great
is my
partner.
First book in a long time.
It's been a while.
The title of it is Because These Things Matter. Mm-hmm. It is a book. And so you'll get the book I wrote and you'll get the, what do you call it?
Travel bag.
Travel bag.
Okay. Travel bag, both. If you will become a Great Commission partner, mm-hmm. which is, as Wesley said, is defined as anyone who gives $30 or more a month.
That's right.
And you do this by bank card, credit card,
bank draft.
So people still mail in their check monthly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. However you want to do it. But we can set that up for you and make it simple so you don't have to write a check, get a stamp and an envelope. And it comes out of your, you just give monthly.
So and it helps us, doesn't it?
Helps us budget.
Yes.
So how do they do that, Wesley? What do they need to call?
They're going to have to call the number in front of you.
They're going to have to?
I don't have it in front of me. Do I have it in front
of me? It's on the back of that
page. Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, there we go. All right, nicely done. Whoever made this very simple, and I just missed it.
Yes, you did.
You can call in at 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or visit AFR.net to give to us. Now, one thing that I got a lot of things from you, Dad, but writing was not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I'll ever have a book like that. So unfortunately, well, that's maybe the last Wildman book
we ever have. We have different gifts. We all have different gifts. Is Walker writing any?
He writes some. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to agree with Wesley.
100%.
You know, he gives it his all.
That's right.
You know, everything.
Wesley does in his writing.
He gives 110%.
Yes.
However,
only 30% shows up, or 40%.
Well, what you're saying, either you got it or you don't.
And you got it, my brother.
Yeah. Right there in that book,
Tim. You got it.
Okay, so get the book if you become a Great Commission partner. Let's hear a listener testimony, and then Chris will come back and get you started with the news. Okay.
Yeah, I want to say it's a deeply felt loss. It's my 29th Christmas alone. And to get in my car and hear the news, it was breathtaking. But to the great servant Job, you know, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And a couple of days, the day after Don passed, I found a medallion. And on one side it said, one day at a time. On the other side, it says, this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So God bless the Wagner family. And it's tough.
Wow. I have not heard any of these testimonies, the new ones that have come in where people have called. And what we do, folks, for weeks before Share-a-thon, we invite our listeners to call in and to give testimonies of how God has used this ministry in their lives. And that's one that I have never heard, and probably most of them that I'll be hearing over the next 3 days of Share-a-thon, I will not have heard ahead of time. So that just hits us like it hits you, our listeners. And that's a brother who's suffered great loss. But you know what? God uses the body of Christ to minister one to another, and God has given us the capacity to use radio as part of that outreach where God can minister to you. And there are people, folks, who work here, who come in every day, like a lot of you go to your job, but they have an understanding that there are people out there who need to hear the gospel, and it's an honor for us to serve the body of Christ in the way that God has called us to serve.
Ray, any thoughts on that?
You know, this ministry's been around a long time. Your dad had a vision. He was a true visionary. And in this world, Tim, you meet a lot of different kind of leaders, but I don't know that I've met anybody who was as much the combination of a strong businessman, great faith in God, and tremendous vision. And we are standing here today. This ministry is going forward stronger than ever in 2024 because of your dad and his testimony. And I thank God for Don Wildman, and because of him, I'm so glad to be a tiny little part of the great thing God is doing through AFR.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Well, listen, guys, we're celebrating our Share-a-thon, and it's a wonderful time for us to connect with our listeners all across America. The world keeps spinning.
It does.
And we've got major news events that are affecting our fellow Americans, especially those in Florida right now, Chris.
Yes, the body of Christ needs to be in prayer for our fellow Americans in Florida. And I say that because Florida is about to get pummeled by another hurricane. This one is Milton. Forecasters say Hurricane Milton has the potential to become one of the most destructive hurricanes on record for West Central Florida, which includes the Tampa area, as millions of residents continue to prepare for life-threatening impacts and evacuate the coast and other low-lying areas. Talking about life-threatening impacts here, I've got some sound from the mayor of Tampa, Jane Castor, who says, if you choose to stay, you will die. Clip two.
What would you say to people tonight who are saying, you know what, I'm going to ride this out, I've ridden others out? What would you say to people who aren't heeding those evacuation orders?
Well, I can tell you right now that they may have done that in others. There's never been one like this. And this, Helene was a wake-up call. This is literally catastrophic. And I can say without any dramatization whatsoever, if you choose to stay in one of those evacuation areas, you're going to die.
You know what? I saw I was reading an article about the situation down there. Like that, what you just heard was the mayor of Tampa Bay, right?
Right.
Or Tampa.
Tampa.
Anyway.
Same thing.
And this person was, I think this was the sheriff of the county, basically saying, if just like the mayor said, if you choose to stay in the mandatory evacuation areas, because the storm surge is going to bring water all in, it's going to flood much of Tampa. go ahead and write your name on your arm.
Wow.
It may have not been the sheriff, but it was a high-level official down there saying, write your name on your arm because we have to identify the dead. And I was thinking, ooh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, here's another thing, interesting fact, guys. I saw Tampa, Florida has not had a direct hit from a hurricane, a major hurricane, since 1921.
Mm-hmm.
They've hit all around. Wow. Hit all around them. I'm talking about a direct hit, huh? Did you know that, Ray?
I just read that.
Yeah.
Over a century since, as you said, they've come north, they've come south, but they haven't had a hurricane come directly across Tampa.
Now you have. Well, we were talking about this before the show. You have friends there.
Oh yeah.
Talk about, because you go and speak at their camp annually. When were you down there?
Well, just about a month ago.
Okay.
I was at Word of Life Bible Institute. I've been speaking there at Word of Life in Hudson, Florida, which is just north of Tampa, just north by a few miles, for 32, 33 years. Got a lot of friends in the RV park there. And the students have been told to evacuate, and if you can't evacuate, you got to go to this big building and wait. Well, they are riding the bullseye. I just checked the they have those
forecast,
and
projection,
the
cone, whatever,
the cone, right? They're riding the cone, and it is a terribly fearful thing. Look, Helene was bad enough, but you're talking about, last night it was 180 mile an hour winds,
right?
They're saying, and it's down from that a little bit now. They're saying it's probably going to go back up again. That's terrifying. You go to Florida. It is that part of Florida, as with most of Florida, basically flat.
Right.
So when you get wind like that coming in, you had better be inside a very strong place, or better yet, you better be somewhere else, because it's going to be total devastation.
Well, you have, okay, so there are many factors there. You have the wind.
Right.
Which let's say it's downgraded to a category 3 even before it makes landfall, 120 mile an hour winds, sustained winds, for at least a few miles span. Then you have the storm surge they're talking about, like 10 to 15 feet.
Right.
And they're saying that Tampa is only 10 feet above sea level.
Okay.
Okay, so if you get 12 feet, 13 feet, 14 feet of water, that goes well into the, that's the way I understand it, it goes well into the city.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And that water generally doesn't have any place to go.
For a long time.
Right.
Just sits.
So anyway, it's a tragic situation facing the west central coast of Florida because the storm surges, they said Key West is going to get 1 to 3 surge. Well, I mean, that's way down there in Key West. That's a long way from Tampa.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Tampa, Clearwater, and then they're talking about hurricane. It'll remain a hurricane over the state. So you're talking about going Orlando, I don't know, Jacksonville or St. Augustine, right in there.
Mm-hmm. Because, like Ray said, it's flat. And so there's nothing to break up that wind.
There's not a flatter state.
Yes.
In the U.S. than Florida.
One other thing to throw out here is the reminder to continue to be in prayer for Helene victims. And I say that because when we have back-to-back storms, the media will understandably cover the one that's about to hit or just hit. And the people who were impacted by the previous one tend to be forgotten about. So, people in Asheville still need our prayers. They still need our help and our support. Don't forget those people as we pray for Milton and what is about to happen in Florida.
You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. We're just talking about what's happening with the hurricane about to hit. Could be, they're saying, catastrophic. Mm-hmm. Who knows what the end result will be, but it surely doesn't look good for the people along the coast there in central on the Gulf side. You're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. We want to thank you to borrow from Gomer Pyle. thank you. Everybody who's already called and made a pledge to American Family Radio this morning. Already, we are at $350,000, 1,637 pledges so far. Wesley, why don't you read You can read, right?
Can't write or read. I left that out there.
You're writer challenged.
I'm gonna trust you can read. Just tell me what you want me to do.
Okay, well, first of all, I want you to clean up your English if you're going to present yourself on national radio.
Yes. Yeah, buddy.
Okay.
We get a lot of listeners in Minnesota. Okay. They need us.
Yeah, they're going to have to interpret. Okay, no, where are we hearing from?
Yes, sir. We are hearing from a couple. I'll give a couple of different states, and then I'll give a couple of different names. So you're hearing a most right now. No surprise, right? We've got Texas in the lead, right?
I'm talking about the frequent most states. Recent pledges.
Oh,
all you got to do is read first name and where you're calling from.
That's the only rules.
Pretty simple. Yep.
Perry from Conway, Arkansas. Elaine from Cotton Grove, Tennessee. Lisa from Amory, Mississippi.
That's my hometown.
There you go.
All right.
Edward from Shreveport, Louisiana. Kent from Summit, Mississippi. I'm going to skip that one.
Oh, come on. Just say Jackie
from Ohio.
Jackie from Ohio.
Chillicothe, maybe,
that's
Ohio.
Right. Bill from...
Disappeared.
Bill from Camping Bridge, West Virginia. And Bill, Mark from Rogers, Arkansas, the first... Eight or ten there.
We got Ed from Highland Springs, Virginia. We've had two Eds give. I've always said two Eds are better than one.
That's true. Right.
Bada boom.
Yep.
All right, let's hear from a listener and get this thing back on track.
Yeah. Hi, Tony. I'm from Texas. Hi, I'm calling because I'm blessed by this radio station. I'm a Hispanic ministry pastor, and my days start at about 10 a.m. with today's issues, and I keep on listening all the way down to I'm done working, and I'm blessed by this radio station, edified. And I thank God for you guys. You guys keep me informed. And with the Hispanic community, I just pass on the information. We feel like we're very up to date. So thank you for everything you do. God bless you all.
Hey, wonderful. That's a brother.
That is.
Is he a pastor?
Spanish-speaking pastor.
Right.
Listen, there are a lot of Spanish-speaking people in this country. And listen, everybody needs the gospel. And so it's exciting to hear a pastor who ministers to the Spanish-speaking community. And he uses American Family Radio to get a lot of the information that he's able to pass.
You know, we have thought about, we being the leadership here at American Family Radio, we've been encouraged from time to time to buy a radio station or two or three that has a lot of folks living who speak Spanish as their primary our first language, I guess you could say. So we may do that down the road in the future. You know, I am a firm believer that English is the language of our country.
Right.
What did you just say?
I said see.
You did.
Oh, well, that means yes.
We.
He's taking us back off track.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I know you're trying.
I'm trying to keep us on track here, fellas, but it's a struggle when
it is.
I'm faced with kind of adversarial people that sit at my left
when you're
hand.
Faced with the kind of incompetence that's being displayed right now.
All right.
I understand.
All right. So my point is we may in the future buy a radio station and make it a Spanish speaking station. What I was going to say is English needs to be and is our language here in
right.
the U.S. and needs to be first and primary. But there people are bilingual around the world.
Yes.
In different places, so that it's no different here in the U.S.
As a result of that option, we have gone in the last couple of years, we've taken all of our content online and we've given a tab, and you can choose English or Spanish, and you can read all of our content online in Spanish.
Oh, you can read it?
You can read it.
Yes.
Where can they go do this?
So any of our AFA, AFR, AFN pages, there's a tab that says... right there, it says, if you're reading something, so you can choose at the top right corner, English or Spanish.
Are you the one that translated this?
No, but
because they got it in red deck Spanish.
No, I won't
Tim's
take credit
not
for
helping
that.
Now.
I will say, though.
We'll be back.
It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
A woman's scream suddenly startled a party of surveyors at a dinner in a forest in northern Virginia on a calm, sunny day in 1750. The men ran in the direction of the scream. One of the first to reach the scene was an 18-year-old. "Please, sir, please make them release me," the woman said as several held her. "My boy is drowning and they'll not let me go to save him." One of those holding her yelled, "It would be madness. She'll jump into the river and drown herself." Well, the young man threw off his coat, sprang to the edge of the bank, scanned for a moment the rocks and whirling currents, and then, catching a glimpse of the boy, plunged into the roaring rapids. "Thank God," the mother said. "He will save my boy." Everyone watched as the young would-be rescuer fought the rocks and the whirlpools. Twice the rescuer disappeared from sight, only to come back. He was nearing the part of the river that was most dangerous. The rush of the waters was so dangerous at that spot that no one had ever dared approach it, even in a canoe. And into the middle of it he went. Finally, he grabbed the boy, lifted him above the water with his strong right arm. But at that moment, those standing on the bank cried in horror. Both the youth and the child shot over the falls and vanished into the waters below. Following a deadly few seconds, the mother shouted, "There they are, see, they're safe." Soon the youth, exhausted, and the boy, senseless, reached the bank. The friends were there to meet him. "God will give you a reward," solemnly spoke the grateful woman. "He will do great things for you in return for this day's work, and the blessings of thousands other than mine shall be yours." You know, we call it courage, that thing that made the youngster do what he did. When others refused, were afraid, called it hopeless, he jumped into the water without thought of any danger he faced. One thing raced in his mind above everything else. There was another human who needed help. Courage is a wonderful thing. It's something that you don't normally get overnight. You have to work at it, make it a way of life. The carpenter had it too, you know. He was a man who inspired others with his courage. When they threatened him with bodily harm, he stood fast. When they gave him a choice between a lie or a cross, he chose the cross and truth. Oh, I nearly forgot that the woman's prediction about the young man, it proved correct. Some 39 years later, he was installed as the first president of the new country called the United States of America. His name was George Washington.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.
Hi, this is Lynn McKay in West Monroe, Louisiana. I just want to call and say that I'm really blessed by AFR. Just want to say I'm a walking miracle. God's done so much for me in my life. I fell between two or three stories on solid concrete in Austin, Texas, in July 7, 75. Should have been dead. My foreman told me he saw me, found me because there was a pool of blood coming out from a pile of tin. And I busted up left knee, right elbow, left eye, in and out of surgery for a year and a half in hospitals. And the Lord put me back together and helped me go out and be a witness and do jobs they said I couldn't do, that I trusted God and not man. And I just want to praise the Lord. So many things he's done for me. He shows me God's not through with me yet, and he's not through with you. Thank you for listening to AFR, and thank you for giving to AFR. And thank you guys again for all you guys do. God bless you.
Welcome back to Share-A-Thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 to pledge your support. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Fall Share-A-Thon on American Family Radio.
Everybody, welcome back to our Share-A-Thon here on American Family Radio. It is Fall Share-A-Thon, and we are having a great time here. It's 10:34 Central Time in the good old U.S. of A., and we appreciate you listening wherever you may be tuned in, or maybe, just maybe, you're listening on the American Family Radio app, which covers the world, as long as you have high-speed internet.
That's right.
Covers the world, the AFR app. That's been a game changer for us because thousands and thousands tune in every day. I say tune in for lack of a better term. Right. Log on to the app who can't get one of our radio stations. So We're excited about that technology, the American Family Radio app. All right, so I'm Tim with Ed and Wesley and Chris. We're all here in studio in Tupelo, MS, and in Kansas City, KS, is Ray Pritchard. Our good friend Ray. Ray's normally with us on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
We didn't really let him speak much that first segment.
Oh, I got time to say, I said everything I had on my mind.
Right.
Okay. Well, we really entertained him with the can't read, can't spell type conversation. And then the back and forth.
Ray's from Alabama. He knows those jokes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understood it all.
They were entertaining, yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah. So,
we didn't have enough host or guest on, so we had to.
Right. We had to add one. Yeah.
You want to introduce our guest?
Yeah.
Absolutely. We got Jenna Ellis. And I'll let her introduce her two guests, but Jenna Ellis.
That's right, we got more than that.
Yeah, is host of Jenna Ellis in the Morning, heard weekdays on AFR at 7 a.m. Central Time. Good morning to you, Jenna.
Good morning, and starting this Friday, we will have an exclusive AFR podcast that is called On Demand with Jenna Ellis. So we're launching this Friday, and it'll be a weekly. So very excited.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
So like, so you're going to have like guests on, or are you just going to speak from the heart and just
make
your take? Both.
Both, and so on the morning show, we always cover the news of the day and politics and what's going on in the world. This is going to be more of a deep dive into issues that are legal, political, cultural, of course, from a biblical worldview perspective, that listeners want to know more about. And so I often get so much response from listeners saying, you know, that was an interesting point. I'd love to hear more about that. And so we can do a deep dive on the podcast.
So kind of more like a classroom setting?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I envisioned when I heard it described the first time. So that's awesome.
Yes.
So we're going to talk to Jenna here in just a second. But it is our fall share-a-thon. I want to give you the number to call if you want to give to our fall share-a-thon. It's 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616.
Sell your house.
That is not the Holy Spirit talking.
No, do not sell your house, folks. Or you can give safely and securely at AFR.net. Now, until the top of the hour, we do have a $25,000 challenge going on. What does that mean, you ask? A group of supporters has generously donated leading up to Share-a-thon, and they are now challenging you. That's right, they've thrown down the gauntlet. They are now challenging you to come alongside them to support the work of AFA and AFR.
So how long do we have in this? Is it $25,000 challenge?
$25,000.
How long do we have in this?
Until the top of the hour.
Okay. So what do they need to do? You need to call now.
Now you're asking us to
make
math.
A gift.
About
right.
22 minutes.
22 minutes.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What did you're down to 22
there you
minutes.
Go.
Right.
So we're asking you to call 877-616-2396. And Wesley, we do have a couple of nice things that people can get.
We do, but also, too, AFR.net, that's the easiest. So if you're driving and you can't write the number down, we can all remember AFR.net. The gifts that we have set aside a gift for those that will take the time to support the work we do. For a $150 gift or more, a one-time gift of $150 or more, we have a travel bag with a Bible verse of our theme for this year, Psalm 85, 6 through 7. Revive Us Again is a travel bag that our graphic design has created. In addition, or also, if you're willing to become a Great Commission partner, which is someone who gives monthly at $30 or more, we have, in addition to the travel bag, we also have my dad's most recent book, Because Things Matter. It's a compilation of
Because These Things Matter.
What did I say?
Because things matter.
You were going general.
Yeah,
specific.
Right.
These things.
Yeah. Brent, just clip that one up. That is going to be fun. Because These Things Matter by Tim Wildman.
Your dad wrote it.
Yeah.
you might want to.
You're doing a great job, Tom.
Hey, listen, I'm going to write a book now, though, that's called Because Things Matter.
Because
things matter.
Because things matter. If you go that general, you win. If you're that broad, you're that wide, anything, you can put anything in there, right?
Well, now, Jenna, that's a good point here. Why haven't you written a book?
I have.
Oh, you have?
I have.
Oh, well,
mine,
write that.
Yes,
that's right.
Mine is called The Legal Basis for a Moral Constitution.
That's right.
Which is a guide for Christians to understand our current constitutional crisis.
Do you think that matters, Tim, what you just said?
I just know I'm glad I'm here.
said to keep things.
I need to take back over the wheel.
Yes, you do.
This charathon.
All right.
Okay.
That's right. I
Tim,
knew she had written a book, but I had temporarily forgotten.
But I'm looking at doing another book, actually, and I have a couple of working titles, so more
on
that.
How about these things really matter?
Oh, there we go. Or maybe
like those other things.
Or maybe the Democrats think nothing matters.
Yes.
We'll do there that one.
Listen, when I started doing radio or even any type of interview years and years ago, I was very sensitive to this type of stuff, but at this point, y'all just have at it. If you can't laugh at yourself after stuff like that,
right,
then... Yeah, we got bigger problems, right?
So you were very sensitive?
I used to be very sensitive.
Right.
Like, I was like,
and then you had three children.
That's right. Started paying bills and everything.
Well, I'm a blonde female lawyer.
Mm.
So right. I get the trifecta.
Oh, yeah.
You of the jokes.
Right.
Yes. So,
oh,
which
man.
Is okay.
I got a whole book upstairs of lawyer jokes. We'll
I
have to
love
pull
those,
that
actually.
Out.
They're, yes.
Trivia Friday.
All right. Share-a-thon it is on American Family Radio. What's our theme, Ed? What's the theme verse?
The theme is Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. Here is what that verse says. Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. And if our country needs anything at all, it needs revival. It needs Amen. God. And in the midst of judgment, where we are asking and we continue to pray, God, remember mercy. And that's what this verse is meant to convey. And that's why revive us again is the theme of this share-a-thon. And we're going to listen to a listener testimony here in just a second. But if you want to give to our fall share-a-thon, we just do this 3 days in the fall and 3 days in the spring. We're not begging for money 365 days a year. So 3 days in the fall, 3 days in the spring. Here's the number to give, 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. 2396. As Wesley said just moments ago, if you're driving and you can't remember that number, you can go to AFR.net, AFR.net, and give safely and securely online. It is our fall share-a-thon. Folks, if you can call, light it up, because last time I walked past Share-a-thon Central, the folks are sitting around eating our snacks. Well, we're not eating snacks here on this show. We want something to be left.
That's right.
Put them to work. Let's hear a listener testimony.
My name is Lonnie. I'm calling from Humble, Texas. AFR has helped me out a lot. It helps me to keep in touch with the Lord during the day. It's a good reminder that God loves us, and it's a good teaching tool, AFR is. And they have current events also, keeping the people informed of what's going on. It's an excellent network. So I'm very happy that it exists. Thank you.
Well, it's our brother from Humble, Texas, right?
Humble, Texas.
And we thank him for calling. What was his name, gentlemen? Lonnie. Thank you, Lonnie, for those kind words and your support of American Family Radio. Listen, folks, you know, as Ed said, 3 days in the spring, 3 days in the fall. We don't, you know, I know some people accuse Christian ministries, and some do, are kind of exploitive of people, are always begging for money. My dad used to say, if you're going to always beg for money, just close it down because that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And it's not a good reflection of on Christianity.
Right.
For people to always, always, always. And a lot of Christian ministries they get into debt and then they want their supporters to bail them out.
Right.
Because of poor decisions. And that's not what we do here.
That's right.
Okay, well, that's not how we operate. We operate in the black, so to speak. That's the terminology.
Right.
We operate...
Debt-free.
Debt-free, and that's the way it should be. You shouldn't, as a Christian ministry, always be in debt. So we operate... And the reason we're able to do that and to buy new radio stations and to...
expand our network, expand our ministry. There's multiple things. The Culture Warrior documentary that we just did.
It's because people write us checks.
That's right.
And they give money to support our ministry because they believe in what we do. So we're just asking you today, and we'll be here through Thursday, but we're asking you to make a gift to American Family Radio and be as generous as you possibly can. And, again, we will send you my book, my new book, called Because These Things Matter. along with the travel bag. We'll send you both of these items as a token of our appreciation if you will commit to $30 or more a month, a gift to American Family Radio. Because when you do $30 or more a month, or $50 or $100, whatever you can do, it helps us budget. We know what's going to come in each month. And listen, you're not bound to that for life. If something happens and changes your finances, you just call us and we'll gladly, you know, take you off that list if you want to do that. But for a lot of people, it's easier. They don't have to write a check. They don't have to find an envelope. They don't have to give a stamp and go to the mailbox or take right. it to the post office. You just simply know $30, $40, $50, whatever you want to do a month is coming out of your, you know, bank account, checking account, whatever. And it's, a lot of people pay bills like that.
Right.
Yeah.
So right. it's very easy to do. And we'll be happy to do that. It won't take but a couple of minutes. But that really, really, really does help us. And we'll send you my book and the travel bag if you will commit to that. Here's the phone number to call and make a gift. And again, anything you give from now to the top of the hour goes towards that $25,000 challenge. So here's the phone number to reach us here at American Family Radio. And this phone number, this dials us here at our studios in our offices. We're not, you're not calling Bangladesh or, you know, another country where they pretend to have an American name. You know you're not talking to Bill. When they say this, you're not talking to Bill.
Yes.
But they say they're Bill.
I'm having a hard time placing that accent.
I don't know.
That's not bad.
Isn't that Kamala's new one?
Yeah, right. For today.
Yeah.
Actually, that was Southern Bangladesh. Here's the phone number to call us here at American Family Radio, 877-616-2396. 877.
Please give.
Six. That's what I'm talking about, Ed. You're learning.
Yep.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. 877-616-2396. Our goal on the internet at AFR.net. All right. You're listening to Share-a-thon. Tim, Ed, Wesley, Jenna, and Ray. And I feel like we're like Larry King 20 years ago when he had like 10 guests in little boxes, like double the Brady Bunch boxes.
I should have worn my suspenders.
All right, what's the next story you got there?
Well, I want to mention some. I want to play some sound from Governor Ron DeSantis. He, of course, has been doing a lot of press conferences to give Floridians and others an update on Hurricane Milton, which again is going to make landfall. We think tomorrow it's going to be very powerful. Forecasters are warning it could unleash complete destruction of buildings. And so I've got some sound here from Governor Ron DeSantis, clip one.
This is tracking very close to that Tampa Bay area. I would note that anyone on the western peninsula of Florida, just wherever that eye wall is scheduled to go across now on these cones, that can shift. I think right now they have it just south of Tampa Bay in Manatee County. It could shift further north and it could shift further south in terms of having the most immediate impacts. That Tampa Bay area is very low-lying. Pinellas County, where I grew up, is surrounded by water. It's a peninsula. It is just vulnerable to storm surge generally. This is a storm that's going to be hitting sometime Wednesday night, early Thursday morning. The water is already going to be high with the tide. So that's a huge, huge concern. Now, it had gotten up to 180 mile an hour when it was going towards the Yucatan Peninsula in the Gulf of Mexico. That is a incredibly powerful storm.
Now, for those not familiar with Tampa, it's just under 393,000 people as of 2022.
That's the city proper.
Yes, and it is the third largest city in the great state of Florida.
Well, that's the city proper, but I think the Tampa Bay region, which would include Clearwater, you're talking to 2.5 million people, probably. And Jenna, you're from Florida, and the hurricane's going to come right over the top of Central Florida, too.
Right. And thankfully, God in his sovereignty had me already scheduled to be out of the state of Florida this right. week and fly yesterday and be here. And I'm very grateful to be here with, of course, the boys, Copper and Todd, who are laying at my feet, which is great. So we're grateful to be out. But Governor DeSantis has had just such impressive leadership through all of this. And the hurricane that is supposed to go through right through Central Florida. They were saying, and his office was saying this morning, that this is looking like it will be the worst impact to Tampa in over 100 years of a storm. I mean, so this is one that we have to take seriously. And as his office said this morning as well, there is still time today to make a plan. There are shelters in every county that will withstand hurricane force winds. And so it's not like you have to drive all the way out of state. If you can just get, you know,
to
10
a
or
shelter,
12
miles, though,
that's a good point.
I'd almost rather stay in my house and go to a shelter with 300 people.
Well, for safety.
I shouldn't say that. That's bad. That's not good advice.
If it'll withstand
winds. Oh, yeah. That's
right. If you are in, especially a mobile home or a place that is, you know, if it's a wood home, if it's something that is built to withstand.
I saw a video during Helene, and I don't know whether this was in North Carolina or where this was, but it was during the storm. I saw a video of a house going down.
I saw that.
Being flooded.
I don't know if it's the same one, but I've seen a video like that.
It was a full-on house, and it didn't crumble up until it hit some trees. So it must not have been a river. It must have been just the floodwaters.
Hey,
so
Ray.
Even a wooden house can be swept off its foundation.
Yeah, it's really scary.
We're no experts on this, but I don't want to be a doomsayer here, but I don't see how insurance companies are going to stay in Florida much longer for property.
Well, they've had these two hurricanes almost back to back, right? Helene, which came up further north than, you know, around the kind of the crook in the state there where it bends. But how long can insurers stay in Florida, especially if there is catastrophic damage when Milton comes through? Is it at least possible?
I'm just thinking, Ed.
Well, they just didn't. A couple of years ago, they had another hurricane. Remember the one that destroyed Sanibel Island?
Florida's a peninsula, right?
Right.
I mean, and it's in the near the Caribbean. You're gonna get hurricanes. You're gonna be fortunate you don't get one hurricane a year.
Yeah. Well, and Governor DeSantis's office actually, through one of his press secretaries, Brian Griffin, talked about this exact issue. And the headline from Newsweek, which was Florida's biggest insurer cuts over 600,000 policies after Hurricane Helene, that was, according to him, gross misinformation and outright fraudulent. The citizens in the state of Florida's insurer will go to the private sector policies if companies are unavailable. So now these 600,000 policies are in high demand by the private sector rather than from the government's biggest insurer. So Brian Griffin said Newsweek is garbage journalism, which, anything that's mainstream media probably is. They said they write articles before reaching out, if they reach out at all, and they don't care if they get things wrong or right, so long as they can take a swing for their narrative. And so Governor DeSantis and the Florida state legislature has made sure that insurance is still available, and they're trying to combat some of those questions.
Is some of that insurance, am I understanding you correctly, that it's tied to the state? The state guarantees?
Right. And so now when...
Socialism, in other words.
Well, so... but
we're for it sometimes, aren't we?
Well, some things government, not necessarily socialism, but that the government actually has programs that are available that are affordable if people don't want to go to the private sector. But now because of how much people need insurance, now these 600,000 policies, people are actually turning to the private sector. So now there's more competitive insurance.
Right.
Rates.
I mean, you can't get a house without
that
insurance.
I processed that.
I did. I processed it. I'll be able to spit that back.
All right. Let me listen. We need to support our friends at 8 Days of Hope,
Amen.
Who are doing ministry there in Florida and North Carolina and Georgia and other places. I know Steve Tiber, he was in Valdosta the other day. Mm-hmm. So we can't stop storms from happening. Obviously, only God is the author of the weather, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I thought that was space lasers and cloud seeding.
<That's right.
laughs> Sorry.
I knew it.
That's another discussion.
Space lasers?
Yeah, let's.
According to MTG, but
man.
Yeah.
I opened a can of worms.
Yeah.
Spend about 30 minutes on X, formerly known as Twitter, and you'll
if you doom scroll, my man, it's
doom scroll. That's perfect. A good one.
But I did it when I was off work.
This is why I like young people. Because I learned doom scrolling.
That's
exactly what that is.
Okay.
Go ahead, Tim.
Well,
rein us back in.
It's football season. And that's all I can do right now in my head right now.
What's
as far
all
as extracurricular.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You can't doom scroll.
I don't doom scroll during football season because my school is already a doom scroller.
Yeah, really.
Okay. They're doom scrolling toward a 1-12.
I've hit the transfer portal.
So, yeah. All right, you're listening to Charlottetown on American Family Radio. Let's hear one of our listeners. Brent.
Hi, my name's Connie, and I'm from Columbus, Ohio. And I direct an event in my state capital called Capitol House of Prayer, which is a prayer for leaders in our state. And I really glean a lot of necessary information from AFR to just get a greater understanding about ways to pray for government officials. And just really appreciate all the people there and the fact that they're holding the line. So I just want to say thanks.
All right. Are we back? Are we live? Are we back and live?
We're live.
The space lasers have not taken us out yet. All right. We're good.
All right, Ray, you before at the top of the hour, you set the you framed the biblical perspective of what we're of our Charlottetown theme. Ed, you want to give the Bible verse again, and I'd like Ray to comment.
Absolutely. The theme is revive us again. That's the theme of our fall Charlottetown. The verse that our team selected was from Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7, and here's what those verses say. Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. What do you think about that, Ray?
Well, Psalm 85 is a psalm by the sons of Korah, the male chorus of the Old Testament. And it was written sometime after the Jews came back from Babylon. They had been there 70 years because of the repeated sins of the people of Israel. They deserved to go to Babylon. God said, if you do this, what's going to happen? And they did it anyway, turned to idols and 70 years in captivity. But in one of the great miracles of all human history, God brought his people back from Babylon, brought them home again. And basically the psalmist is saying, Lord, you brought us back. You didn't just bring us back, but you restored us. You didn't just restore us, but Lord, when you didn't have to, you forgave us of all of our sins. And evidently, the people of Israel were in another time of great crisis. And in that moment of great crisis, they cry out, Lord, you did it before. Do it again. And, you know, in the last hour I commented, we read about Luther, we read about Calvin, the great stuff of the Protestant Reformation. We read about Jonathan Edwards and the First Great Awakening and D.L. Moody and the Layman's Prayer Revival in the mid-1800s. And we think of, you know, in our own generations, Billy Graham now in heaven. And I know there's a lot of doom scrolling, not just about the weather, but about politics and everything else. It's easy to be very discouraged when we look at what's happening in the world around us. But we ought to say with the sons of Korah, Lord, you did it before. Do it again. Because listen, the God who brought the Jews back from Babylon is our God too. The God of Luther and Calvin, of Spurgeon and Moody and Billy Graham, he is our God too. There's no situation in the world today that can't be changed by the intervention of the mighty hand of Almighty God. So when we've taken as our theme, Revive Us Again, it's full of great biblical truth. Lord, you did it before. Do it again.
All right. And may God add his blessing to the reading and the commentary.
Amen.
About the Word of God. The Word of God is the Bible, folks, and we proclaim that each and every day. The Holy Bible is the written Word of God to man.
Yep.
And if people want to read those verses for themselves that Ray was just commenting on, where are they again?
You just go to AFR.net, AFR.net, and that is not only where we have our internet presence for Charlottetown, but the verses there. Or you can go to your own Bible. Oh, you're talking about the Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7.
Yeah, that's all I wanted was the Bible verse.
Sorry. Psalm 85, verses 6 and 7. I overcomplicated that, didn't I?
We'll be back in a few minutes.
Faith, family, freedom. American Family Radio.